This may be a very familiar passage for most of us.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, the two Marys go to the tomb, hoping to anoint Jesus' body with the spices that they had prepared. But of course, when they get to the tomb, they're surprised. It's quite a scene. An angel of the Lord had rolled back the heavy stone. It was such a scary sight that the Roman guards shook in their boots. Then the angel starts talking to these two ladies. And tells them that Jesus isn't there, but has risen just as he said he would. And they also tell the lay women to tell the disciples that Jesus is no longer in the grave. So they hurry off, afraid yet joyful, and run back to look for the disciples. Then suddenly Jesus appears out of nowhere. And he knows their heart condition. They're afraid. He comforts them and tells them to let the disciples know. Now the women immediately grab Jesus' feet and they worship
him.
Now, we've read this story many times, many resurrections. But there are three things that I want you to take note of from this passage in Matthew 28. Notice who Jesus appears to first. He didn't first appear to the 11 disciples. He did not appear first to the 11 disciples. Nor to his inner circle of Peter, James, or John. The men weren't the ones who were up at dawn. They weren't the ones who were up at first of dawn. They were probably still snoring in bed. So I want to commend you all, especially the men, for getting up so early this morning. Who was it that got up? It was the women who wanted to anoint Jesus. Women who back in those days were sometimes considered second-class citizens. Unreliable messengers who couldn't even testify in a court of law. But yet these two women were given the greatest news of all. And were told to pass on this best news ever, that Jesus was alive. They were instructed to go and tell the disciples of this good news. They were supposed to tell the disciples, not the other way around. Even to those who didn't believe them at first. As we see in Luke 24, verse 9 and 11, it says, when they came back from the tomb, they meaning the women, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others, but they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like lies. They're out of their minds, the disciples probably thought. How could the body of Jesus not be in the grave? How could Jesus have risen from the dead? And of course, the men, being men, had to see for themselves. So in John's account, Both Peter and John run to the tomb, they race, and they basically only see the strips of linen and burial cloth lying in the tomb.
So then, Peter and John follow the Lord's
Now the second thing to keep notice of is, notice what the angel said to the women. In verse 6, the angel says, "He is not here, he has risen, just as he said." Just as he said. What exactly did he say? Well, you'll remember that Jesus had predicted his death and resurrection, not just once, or twice, or three times, but actually multiple times. Yet somehow, even his closest disciples did not get that message. Now, were the disciples really that dense, or had they just forgotten? Did they forget that Jesus said he was going to die and 3 days later rise again? Well, the disciples either failed to comprehend, or they failed to accept what he was saying. In Luke chapter 9, we see how the disciples failed to comprehend. Jesus predicts his betrayal, but in verse 45, he says, "But they did not understand what this meant. It was hidden from them, so that they did not grasp it, and they were afraid to ask him about it." They just didn't understand. It was way above their heads. And the truth was not yet revealed to them. Do you ever feel that way? That sometimes something is so beyond your comprehension that you just can't understand it? You're totally lost with no clue. But it also says that they were afraid to ask. Not only did they not understand, but they didn't even want to ask. They were fearful. The verse implies that if they had asked, they would have understood the meaning. But yet, the disciples let fear stand in the way of the truth. How many times do we let our own fear stand in the way of what God is saying to us? Maybe we're fearful. Maybe we're fearful of what others may think of us. Or perhaps we're afraid of what the Lord may require
us.
Another reason that perhaps the disciples just didn't get the message was they failed to accept what he was saying. In Mark chapter 8, when Jesus predicted his death and resurrection, Peter actually takes him aside and begins to rebuke Jesus. This can't be possible. You just performed all those miracles. How can you die? How can you possibly die? You're Jesus. You're the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're going to save us. How could you die and 3 days rise again? Peter was in denial of what Jesus said. He couldn't accept it. Of course, we remember that Jesus actually rebukes Peter, and he harshly says to him, "Get behind me, Satan." You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. How many times do we just think from our own human or worldly perspective? And not from God's kingdom perspective. And then the last reason why they perhaps forgot.
最後一個原因是什麼呢?
Is that there was one who doubted.
there was one who doubted. Now, in John, in chapter 20, he records the account when Jesus appears to the disciples behind locked doors, and he shows him his hands and his side.
在約翰福音講到耶穌突然間有一次在他們面前出現，將他的肋旁和手給門徒看。
Obviously, the disciples were overjoyed to see him.
門徒雖然很開心。
However, Thomas was not part of that group.
但是當晚當時不在場。
And of course, his friends are so overjoyed to see Jesus that they tell Thomas later, "We have seen the Lord."
之後呢，啲門徒咧就同當晚講話：，嘿，我哋見到主耶穌啊！
But we all know what Thomas said. He says, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
當晚就話咧，除非咧我用我手探入佢嘅肋旁同埋佢嘅手，我係唔會相信嘅。
He did not believe his friends.
他不相信他的朋友,
he doubted.
他很疑惑。
Sure enough, a week later, Jesus appears again behind locked doors.
一個星期之後呢，耶穌又再向他們顯現。
And this time, Thomas is present.
這一次呢，多馬就在他們當中。
Jesus, of course, knows Thomas's doubt.
主耶穌當然呢，是知道呢，多馬是疑惑的。
And he addresses him.
他呢，就跟他講。
He says, "Put your finger here, see my hands."
他說呢，你將你的手放在我這個釘痕那裡。
Reach out your hand and put it into my side.
將你的手呢，探入我這個肋旁這個地方。
Stop doubting and believe.
要停止你的疑惑，你要相信。
Stop doubting and believe.
不要疑惑，只要相信。
How many times do we doubt?
我們是不是常常疑惑呢?
Despite what the Lord may be telling us,
神已經常常跟我們說了。
Despite what our friends may be saying about what God is doing in our midst,
甚至有時我們的朋友跟我們說,
Jesus is encouraging us today to start believing.
主耶穌告訴我們知道我們今天要停止去疑惑。
And he further on says, "Because you, Thomas, have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
主耶穌說你見到才相信，比那些未見到已經相信的人，那些人更加有福。
That phrase, "just as he said,"
照著耶穌所說的。
What has Jesus been saying to you today?
主耶穌今天跟你說什麼話呢?
What words of our Savior have you forgotten?
我們主耶穌的說話有什麼你已經忘記了呢?
Even though he's spoken it to you over and over again.
或許他不斷地重複這些說話。
Which of God's promises have you and I not held on to?
今天神的應許我們有什麼沒有抓緊的呢?
Or perhaps you've given up.
或許你已經放棄了。
Or been discouraged because nothing has happened yet.
或者你很沮喪，因為沒有事情發生。
Jesus is saying, "Stop doubting and believe."
主耶穌說我們要拒絕疑惑，我們要相信。
What is it that you've been afraid to ask him about?
今天你有什麼你是很懼怕去問他的呢?
What is it that you need him to reveal to you?
有什麼你是他需要去向你顯露的呢?
To open your eyes so that you can see his spiritual truth.
打開你的眼睛，看見這個屬靈的真理。
Now the third thing that we need to notice the women's response when they encountered the risen Lord.
第三樣嘢我哋要睇下咧，啊呢啲婦人當見到耶穌嘅時候，佢嘅回應係乜嘢？
Now the angel reminded the women of what Jesus said about his death and resurrection.
啲天使咧嚟到再提醒啲婦人耶穌講關於佢受死復活嘅事。
And when they met Jesus, when Jesus greeted them,
當耶穌去向佢顯現嘅時候，
they experienced firsthand the risen Lord. They were the first ones to encounter the risen Lord.
他呢是第一个去见到耶稣基督复活的人。
You'll notice their response in verse 9.
第九节他们的反应是这样。
It says, "They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him."
他们呢就抓住他的脚，跟着在他面前跪拜。
They purposely drew near to him.
他们呢向耶稣来到行近。
They were intentional.
他们呢是刻意地。
They held on to Jesus. They clasped his feet.
他呢就攬住耶穌的腳,
and they worshipped him.
去敬拜他。
You know, a lot of times, you and I can know in our heads what Jesus may be saying.
有時咧，我哋頭腦上知道耶穌講啲咩嘢。
We can have a very intellectual head knowledge or understanding of who God is.
我哋咧喺頭腦上去明白呢個嘅神。
We might be able to know all the facts about God.
或許咧，我哋知道咧神所有嘅事情。
But until we truly experience and encounter the risen Lord,
但直至咧我哋真正嘅面對係見到耶穌基督嘅復活。
It's not the same as just knowing it up in your heads.
同咧我哋淨係頭腦上嘅知識係好唔同嘅。
You know, one example that I was thinking of is, you know, when Cheryl and I first became parents, everyone told us, oh, it's really hard being a parent. And you're like, okay, well, how hard can it be? You know, you know in your head it's hard. People say it's hard. But how hard can it be, right? But it's hard. Until you go through taking care of a newborn, it's really hard. You have no idea until you fully experience it. Sorry, you know.
他开头说做老豆有什么那么难呢？后来他才知道原来做老豆很难的。
It's like endless sleep, endless sleeplessness.
Endless sleep is good.
Right, you know, you feed them, you change diaper, you repeat the cycle, all the sleepless nights, it's really hard.
是的，換尿片，又沒得睡，又要捱更底夜，很辛苦。
But until you really experience it, you have no idea how it is.
直至你真的做的時候，你才知道原來很困難。
And that's how it is with God. You can know all these things about Him. People can tell you all these things about Him. But until you personally experience and encounter the risen Lord, you really don't know.
这个就好像我们认识神一样，我们有很多的头脑的知识，但直至我们亲身去经历祂的时候，是完全不同的。
So it's my hope and prayer.
今天我的祈祷就是
is that you truly can experience and encounter the risen Lord today.
你就係咧能夠親身去經歷呢一個復活嘅主。
Not only know Him in your head,
唔單止咧頭腦上去認識佢
，but know Him through and through.
就係咧。
Because you have encountered Him, because you have felt His touch, because He is transforming your life with the resurrection power.
因為咧佢用復活嘅大能已經改變咗我哋嘅生命。
And only then can we respond in worship.
因为这样的缘故，我们能够去敬拜祂。
Only then can we respond in adoration.
今我们就可以去俯伏去敬拜。
I'm going to ask the worship team to come lead us in a response song. But as we close today,
我们要结束的时候，我们请敬拜赞美团队。
I want to invite you to stand.
请大家起立。
And I want you to think about a few questions.
想问下大家几个问题。
You know, we have been given the best news ever, that Jesus is alive.
我们已经得到这个最好的消息，就是耶稣已经复活了。
But how are you and I passing that on?
我们怎么将这个好的消息告诉人知道呢?
Who are we sharing it with?
我们跟谁来分享呢?
Are there times that we fail to understand what Jesus has said to us?
有时我们不明白耶稣跟我们讲的说话。
Or when we fail to accept what he's actually saying to us.
有时咧，我哋唔能够接受佢同我哋讲嘅说话。
Do we let our fear stand in the way of what Jesus is saying?
有时系咪我因为恐惧嘅缘故，我哋唔敢出声咧
？Or are we bold enough to ask him to reveal that truth to us?
或许咧，我哋能够勇敢地向佢祷告，话神啊，求你彰显你出来。
Is there an area that you've doubted Jesus and not believed?
有时咧，有冇我哋好疑惑，我哋唔相信咧
？Have you truly encountered and met the risen Lord？
我哋咧同佢有个真正嘅接触。
And what is your response to our Lord today？
今日咧，我哋嘅回应系咩咧？
Once a year, we come up here and look at the whole city.I want you to just take a moment and keep your eyes on the horizon over the city.
每年咧，我哋上呢度，我哋有机会咧望整个嘅城市。
It's beautiful, isn't it?
好美丽，系咪咧
？But the Lord is speaking to me otherwise this morning.
今日咧，神同我哋讲。
I was just asking the Lord how we should pray.
我哋點樣為呢個城市祈禱。
Every year we have the privilege of coming up here and blessing and praying over the city.
我哋每次咧都嚟呢度咧祝福呢個城市。
And as we were worshiping, the Lord was in my heart that we need to pray for the church.
今日咧神擺一個感動俾我咧，就要為教會祈禱。
Jesus called the church not to become like the world, but we sang this morning that we're supposed to overcome the world.
耶穌話咧，我哋要被分別出嚟，我哋要勝過呢個世界。
That's a pretty strong word, isn't it?
呢個咧係一個好強嘅字。
Jesus is reminding us this morning that the world is actually an enmity against God.
我哋發現咧，原來呢個世界係與神為敵嘅。
And in the same way, the church is an enmity with God.The world.
與此同時，教會都係與呢個世界為敵嘅。
I know that we're supposed to love the world and go into the city and be His witness.
我哋雖然咧要愛呢個世界，要去成為呢個世界嘅見證。
We're called to overcome the world.
另外一方面，我哋要勝過呢個世界。
Many of us woke up this morning to this terrible news that there was a bombing in Sri Lanka.
我哋聽到咧，斯里蘭卡有呢個嘅槍殺。
Four of the eight blasts, bombing actually took place in the church today when people gathered together to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
有四个教会当他们庆祝复活节的时候呢有爆炸的事。
So as we celebrate, this is also the reality that we face as a church.
这个呢都是我们教会所面对的。
We want to pray for the church this morning.
我们要为教会来祷告。
We're not only called just to be witness.
不单止我们成为一个见证人。
I feel like the church is actually going into an exile.
今日我们要好像被放逐。
I've been sensing in my spirit that more and more the world is going to come against the church.
我们发现这个世界越来越跟教会敌对。
And especially in this country, being a Christian will no longer be a privilege.
今天我们相信做基督徒再不是一个权利。
So I feel that we need to be praying for the church.
我们要为教会来祷告。
Look over and as you stretch out your hands today, we're going to pray for all the believers, all the churches in the city.
我们为教会每一个信徒祈祷。
Not to give in to the pressure of the world.
我们不与这个世界妥协。
Not to become like it.
不跟他们相似。
But we're going to overcome.
我们要胜过世界。
With our testimony by the blood of the Lamb.
藉着基督的宝血同我们。
So will you just stand in solidarity today as we end our time? I want to give you just a few moments to, you can speak over the city, but also pray for the church, pray for ourselves.
我们为我们祈祷，为这个教会来祈祷。
That the Lord will strengthen our spirit today.
求主呢，来建立我们。
To stand strong.
在神的面前容纳
Stand in unity
合一
To overcome
去胜过世界
Let's pray together
我们一起来祷告Thank you.
song. We don't have the lyrics, but it's Forever. If you want to look it up, you can. Forever. We sing Hallelujah, but we're going to just sing the chorus together.
Join our hands.
我们 手拖手。
Father, we stand together as one church.
天父，我们咧合一嘅喺你嘅面前。
In one Holy Spirit.
同一个嘅圣灵。
Under the headship of Christ.
喺基督嘅权柄嘅底下。
And Father, as we celebrate the resurrection of your Son.Lord, we anchor all our hope in you.
And in
the same resurrection that we will experience one
day.
For that, Lord, we're willing to overcome the world. For that, we are willing, Lord, to stand in your name to persevere and endure what is coming against us.We pray for your strength upon the church. That we will stand strong. Even in the midst of persecution. And hatred. Lord, we will not forget our mission. That we will stand as your witness in this world until you come back. This is our great hope that you are one day coming back in the fullness of your glory. And that none will contend and stand against you. We look forward to the day that we will stand and proclaim, Lord, that you are the Lord.And every tongue and every tribe will confess that you reign.
你掌權。
We look forward to that day.
我們期待有一日。
And that's what we celebrate this morning.
我們今天就是慶祝。
In Jesus' powerful name, we pray.
奉耶穌基督的名禱告。
Amen. Amen.